Hey guys, I'm Cassim.
And I'm Fiona Nova.
And you're listening to the Cream Team Dream Stream, sponsored by the fine folks at HeartAudioCables.com.
Use code KWIO at checkout at HeartAudioCables.com to get 15% off your entire order.
That's right. And we're also available wherever you listen to your podcast, including Apple and Spotify.
Thanks for listening.
Great work.
Hell yeah.
That made me come.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday afternoon, late morning for us. Welcome to the Cream Team Dream Stream. We're happy to be live and in person on a week where we've got quite a lot to talk about. Joining me are my two co-hosts, Fiona Nova and Case Blackwell. obviously sponsored by HeartAudioCables.com, where you guys can save 15% off by using the promo code QUIO. Get yourself a Heart Audio X Cream Team Collabo t-shirt. Get yourself some replacement headphone cables, auxiliary cables. Are you a content creator? Well, there's probably a cord or a wire somewhere in your setup. Why don't you go ahead and upgrade?
Yeah.
And do it with a member of our community, Brux5 James over at HeartAudioCables.com. Made in the USA in Tyler, Texas.
We all have to make content. Every one of you watching needs to be putting out at least three TikToks a week.
We do need to be putting out more content as the economy collapses.
Should we get in the management game? We take 10% of their earnings.
We'll manage. Yeah, we'll take care of you.
We'll offer 10% of our earnings up front.
Right.
We'll give you exposure on our podcast that gets 800 views a week.
I feel like you guys, in turn, give us money. You know who I feel like we manage? We manage like Suborbital, who has their own Twitch stream. I don't know if you guys are like
it's Suborbital's year because it's an election year.
It is election year, so I feel like if anything, we're managing Suborbital, who's a great mod and community.
We just need like a 17-year-old son of like a plastic surgeon in LA who wants to start his own esports.
And Cass knows those people.
Yeah,
dude, he needs to be the first plastic surgeon / chiropractor TikToker. Dude, think of how many views would unlock for that person.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Also, this Topo Chico, not to promote a brand that isn't paying us. But also, like, it tastes like there's metal.
That's part of the drink. It's mineral water. It's not regular.
But I haven't really tasted this. The metal really changed.
You should be like those TikTokers who run magnets over baby food.
Yeah.
But do it for Topo Chico's.
What?
And when it goes off at the top, you're like, oh my God, what is this?
Honestly, that's my favorite part is that first hit, that number one swig where you get that little, the crisp metal taste.
Yeah.
But it's not stopping.
It's like a Chrysler that just got rained on.
I have a feeling it's this. This is making it.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. That keeps the freshness locked in. Right. Topo Chico's, you can leave out for 2 days and then you come back. Take a swig, still crisp.
Wow. Yeah.
By the way, not sponsored, but we'd love a sponsor. Liquid Death because we have a lot of their merch.
I am a big Liquid Death.
I love the way they branded water. I'm a huge fan of their water branding.
They are big marketers.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love Liquid Death. If anything.
As soon as I saw the labels on their water, I was like, this water is next level.
As soon as I felt cool drinking water,
I felt really cool.
I felt like I could smoke a cigarette and also drink Liquid Death, and it fits the brand.
Totally.
I felt like I was showering in Ed Hardy juice.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Ed Hardy Von Dutch juice.
Can I also get your guys' opinion about the state of my beard right now? Do I look a little unkempt and like I'm going through it?
No.
You just still look professorial. It's hard for you to look unkempt.
Actually,
I'm trying to see how far my beard can go.
I actually didn't even notice.
Fuck.
Yeah, I didn't notice either,
buddy. But to be fair,
There's that low T kicking in.
Oh, no.
I'm seeing advertisements for testosterone in the TikTok shop for like a monthly subscription medicine for people with low T. And I'm like,
on the TikTok shop?
Yeah, I'm like, I think I'm a customer. I think I'm like for this.
Wait, but I think even just the world where they're promoting like testosterone medication, is that what's happening?
I remember
a lot of guys as we get older, which guys I know a little bit about
on TikTok shop.
Yeah, they're just trying to jam some high tea down our throats.
Who bought anything from the TikTok shop?
I have.
What did you buy?
I've bought a couple things. I bought hand warmers for Ashley because she's got the touch of a frigid mistress. And I got laundry detergent. It's like, but it was like cologne.
Cologne laundry detergent?
It's known for their scent, and it was like, you know when, first of all, they catch you. They go like, this viral laundry solution. You're like, oh my God, viral laundry solution? You look, it's like being put out by the people that make the thing. They're like, our product is so viral. And this shows them putting all their product on a pallet. Like, we have all these orders ready to go because you guys. And I'm like, stop. I don't even finish the TikTok. I go, let me go to the shop. I go buy and I go look for the stuff, the fragrance that I want. I see it sold out. Then I go, fuck, now I want it even more. And then I buy the next best one. I get it 3 days later. TikTok shop, by the way, giving Amazon a run for the money. Wow. I get it. I open it up. I'm like, ugh. And it's been sitting there. I've never used it once because I don't like fragrant laundry
detergent. Then why did you buy it?
Because I thought it was like a subtle,
you know,
subtle thing.
Because the person selling it looked like they had their life together in an
exciting
way.
They had pallets worth of product.
Yeah. So
also, I like that the term viral laundry solution would have meant something so different 30 years ago.
So unfortunately, the interface for TikTok Shop looks like an Alibaba or AliExpress website.
It's very
so
cheap.
I literally can't trust
it. It makes me feel like I'm shopping through Temu with extra steps.
Exactly. So to me, I'm really worried about putting any of my credit card information into the TikTok shop and buying it because I really believe I'm not going to get the product I bought. But what I do is I remember I was getting a lot of ads for this oil pulling for your teeth. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, oil pulling for
coconut
teeth?
Oil.
Coconut oil, like specific coconut oil pulling for your teeth. And like,
what does pulling mean?
So
great question, Case.
Apparently it's this thing where it's hidden. Dentists do not want us to know about this because it'll cut their money in half.
I bet.
Their salary's cut in half.
Oh, no.
Because oil pulling essentially is like, it removes bacteria. It removes, like, it decreases the chance of cavities. And if you know me, I have what the dentists like to call soft teeth. My teeth are fucked.
And you consult the TikTok to learn this.
So I see this and I'm like, you know what? If there's anything I'm going to try, is going to be the oil pulling. Because if I can, you know, not have to go to a dentist every 3 months, that would be awesome.
Well, and you're a disruptor now. You're disrupting the dental industry.
So I see this thing, and I'm like, there's no way I'm purchasing this on the TikTok shop, but I did go to Amazon, look up the brand. They're selling it also on Amazon. So I was like, okay, I bought it. I've been doing it for 2 weeks. I was doing it for 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks later, my veneer popped off. So I don't even know. I really don't know if that was caused by it. Must have also been because I was,
that would have happened at a dentist too, though. That's the thing.
Oil pulling your teeth right out.
I don't know, there could have been multiple things happening, because the reason my veneer did pop off was because I was grinding my teeth a lot and it like I was really clenching and it popped off
veneer.
So
by the way, the people that sell you oil pulling are the crustiest granola crunchy swamp thing looking people.
You say that, but I really did see, I saw like this Indian dentist, and like something about Indian dentists to me, like I trust. I unfortunately trust when they're talking to me.
Honestly,
about
that's
my
progressive
teeth,
in a way.
I don't, something about Indian dentists, when they talk to me and with their accents and everything, I trust them.
I would do it for you, but I'm afraid certain people in the Discord would be mad at me.
What about what?
Just, you know, using an Indian accent, because I got a
Indian
accent.
I know you do. You've done it many times.
I'm a regular Hank Azaria.
Yeah, I'll do it on our next Patreon.
Maybe, yes, on the Patreon.
Because everything we do there never leaves.
Yeah, never leaves. It really doesn't. So I don't know. Something about them I just trust. I'm like, you're so smart. Like, I just know you know what you're talking about.
I feel the same way about white guys in fitted caps. As soon as they start talking to me direct to camera, I just have to do what they say.
Or I get scared and walk on the other side of the sidewalk.
Big news this week.
Yeah.
Since our last podcast. You guys know we've been covering the Kate Middleton conspiracy, is what I call it. For the last 2 weeks, we've been on top of our shit here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We've been the number one leading source and spreader of correct information in regards to what's been going on with Kate Middleton. It's kind of been put to bed now because, or has it? She's put out a video. She put out a video.
Mm-hmm. Important quotation marks here.
Announcing to the world that she indeed has started chemotherapy and has had breast cancer. Is it breast cancer?
I don't think they mentioned.
Don't know if they specified the cancer, but someone might have.
Some sort of cancer. And that's why she's been out of the public eye.
I wanted to take this
and boy, that's supposed to make all of us who've been spreading quote unquote lies look stupid.
And for your understanding.
Do you want to hear this?
Yeah, go. Here's a video. It's pretty short.
It has been an incredibly tough couple of months for our entire family. But I've had a fantastic medical team who've taken great care of me, for which I'm so grateful. I'm
okay. She doesn't need to hear it. She already knows this.
She knows it word for word.
I underwent major abdominal surgery in London. And at the time,
it's like singing along at a Pantera concert.
It was thought that my condition was non-cancerous.
That's a goddamn truth.
The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present. My medical team.
I was staring at her thumbs the whole time.
A course of preventative chemotherapy, and I'm now in the early stages of that treatment. This, of
can
course,
we get a?
Came as
what
a
are your thoughts
shock.
On her delivery?
And William and I have been.
Well, the look is a little allergy medication.
To process and manage this privately.
It's an ad.
Yeah.
It's like an Allegra ad.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's no right way to light someone when they say that they're saying that they have cancer, but this does feel a little static and impersonal.
The big C could be Claritin here.
But most importantly, it has taken us time to explain everything to George.
I also like to imagine that there's just eight homeless guys waiting for that bench to the side.
I think of it, this is on a set. This is where Captain America was at the end of Avengers. This is all indoors.
They had to pan the camera up so there's that little label on the bench.
If you cut to the actual footage, it's just her with a person with the ping pong balls. And the crosses on her head.
Well, you guys get the idea. She, unfortunately, it sounds like she has cancer. Or had and has.
It's kind of a bummer. Now, Fiona needs to address and finally clear the air about her position. Technically, it was all our positions because we were really fueling the fire.
Yeah.
And we, as people who get our news from the truth, aka TikTok, we're supposed to be embarrassed by this. We're supposed to be made to feel bad about the fact that we're spreading quote unquote misinformation. Fiona, like, what's been going on in your head? Like, what do you think about this response from her and the response from people to us in the Discord?
I have no comment because I'm not saying anything about this. I felt as if I was the one that gave her cancer, essentially. Like, I felt like I was the reason for it.
I almost did a real spit take. I don't think I've ever been a candidate for a real spit take. That was really good.
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
I think that's fair, yeah. I think you might have.
You know, yeah, you're right. Maybe I really went off the mark here. There was fake images online. Like, the media was lying to us. But, you know, I should have just shut my fucking mouth. You're right. That's fine. That's fine. I should have shut my mouth and not given her.
What's the word when you believe something and that makes it happen?
Manifestation?
Yeah, tulpa.
I manifested this.
Yeah.
I know it's easy to blame me, especially someone.
Absolutely.
Here's
I do
thing.
It
here's
all
the
thing.
Time. The reality is I've also been in the public eye and I get my life dissected constantly.
Sure.
And so to me, seeing this and seeing how the media reacted to it, to me, I felt like the reason I was interested was because I started not finding consistencies in what they were saying. Same way I didn't like, I started diving deep into Jeremy Renner because I was just like, there's inconsistencies here with the information that's given to us.
Yep.
And the reality is these are news sources that we like trust. We get our news from them, like daily news. And they literally lied to us. They put up a fake image and said everything is fine. To me, I think that's crazy. It's okay. It's okay. Like, it's fine to be upset about the fact that, like, yeah, we should have kept her privacy, but also, you know,
are people really upset about this?
Yeah, I mean, I literally, so I was on a shoot this Friday, and I had to take a second and, like, defend myself on the Discord. I'm directing a music video, and I was like,
hang on
guys. Give me.
We're going to do another take. Everyone take five.
Sorry, my Discord's on fire right now.
Yeah, literally, the way I had to look at my girlfriend and be like, yo, I'm sorry, give me 2 seconds. They think I gave Kate Middleton cancer, it seems. Or at least it felt like I did something horrendous.
I think you actually reverse manifest.
I don't know.
You know, you have an incredible ability, based on this and Jeremy Renner, to like a homing missile, find the thing where there's a chance you might be right, but no one will ever be able to sympathize with you or agree with you.
Because there's a world where it is really bad. Like, there's a world where it is bad. Like, she could have ended up dead, you know what I mean? And then it would have not been good.
Well, I think once again, you're totally right that in like the panopticon of media consumption.
Ooh, dude, nice.
Exactly. It's disgusting how this whole thing was treated, and like clearly the royal family wasn't handling it well.
It was weird.
But they checkmated you. They fully checkmated you. They rolled out the ultimate sympathy card, and there's no competing with it.
Was it not weird to like have this fake image with like fake children? Like, it's all photoshopped, and then put out a statement being like, Kate Middleton being like, sorry, I was just experimenting with Photoshop. Is that not weird?
No, it's clearly bullshit.
Like, I get it. It's a cancer diagnosis and you want to be private, but you could also not say anything. Like, you could also just, it's
the whole
fine.
Thing was weird. If the royal family wants to continue being royal, then they are subject to our scrutiny. That's part of the handshake that we have with allowing the royalty to still be royalty.
Right, like,
you are, it's the same deal when you're a celebrity and you're Timothée Chalamet flying around on private jets with Kendall Jenner, kissing each other up at Taylor Swift and Beyonce concerts. We have a handshake with you. It's like, we're going to give you millions of dollars and everyone's going to adore you and you're going to be all over news magazines. But at the same time, we get to be like, what's going on with this photo?
Right.
Like, that's the deal. That's the deal that we have with you. And the royalty has been, they were celebrities before celebrities. They're the longest running celebrity family.
They are
of all time.
They're like, yeah.
500 seasons.
the longest running. Yeah. It's like the royal family and then the Simpsons. It's like, that's the longest running celeb family. I can't believe anyone would ever be actually upset at you for what was, by the way, it's our job to talk about bullshit every week on this fucking stream.
Our job is to be uninformed and just say crazy things.
You don't come to us for like real information. You come to us for our fucked up, like trauma ridden point of view about anything that's going on currently. And right now, my point of view is that this is fake.
Yeah, I think
that's
fair.
And this is Josh Brolin with a morph suit on with this on balls.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, listen, the reality, you know, there was also another TikTok I saw. Sorry, I'm going to have to bring this up. But there was another TikTok I saw where people were essentially like saying that we, like people like us kind of digging deep into it, are the ones that forced Kate Middleton to make this, to come out about her cancer.
Yes, I'm sure.
And I can't even believe how you can blame us when, again, the media had fake people. Fake, they were fake. Were they not? They were fake.
Yeah.
It wasn't them. I was right. They were fake. And they were like, yeah, they're okay. Weird. I just don't understand how they could play us like this.
Yes, I'm sure if TikTok didn't exist, there wouldn't be an insane fascination with the royals.
The only way we could ever shit on you is if there was a video that came out of Kate Middleton in the hospital, like reclined in the hospital
right,
bed.
Right.
Watching the Cream Team podcast and being like, oh, I've got to get ahead of this.
Sheds a single tear.
Watching you.
Yeah, I'm watching my
There's
Twitch
no fucking way.
Dude, I did not. I'm sorry. Like, the cancer, yeah, that was out of left field. I didn't assume
Fiona
that.
Wonders where I am.
No, I didn't assume that. And I
come back in the century. They were down by like 30 points.
Dude, Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Touchdown.
Absolutely. You know? Field goals.
It was a real slick move.
I think it's impressive. Although I do agree with Cass, it's a deep fake. She's curiously so still. People, why isn't she moving around? They should have had her do jumping jacks.
Exactly. Gosh, I really don't want to get
I watched
into
the movie
this,
Into the Deep last night. It's a documentary on Netflix. They literally digitally mask someone in the movie, and a lot of people didn't even notice.
Wait. Is that the one about the guy that takes the journalist aboard the submarine?
Yes, it's horribly fucked up.
I love that documentary, but it is really weird because they completely deepfake someone's face in it to hide their identity.
Oh.
It's not obvious for the first two shots, and then by the third shot, you're like, wait, what the fuck is happening?
Really?
Yeah.
It's really interesting how they did that. And like after a while, you just go, That's that person's face.
Yeah, whatever. She's got a weird blurry face. It happens.
It's a great documentary if you guys haven't seen it. Some fucking, he's like the Elon Musk of, I don't know, what country was he from? Like Denmark or something? Like,
yeah, well, they speak Danish, so yeah, probably.
Very, very interesting documentary
Where
about a
that?
Sociopath billionaire. I don't know if he was a billionaire, but he was like a tech scientist. Rich guy.
He was like
a
professional
Richard Branson type
tech
guy.
Explorer, basically.
Yeah, yes. And he basically took aboard this, she was a journalist for Wired magazine, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, I can, he built his own submarine. And he was like, yeah, I want to come aboard the submarine. I'll show you and you can write your article about it. And then she was never seen again.
Jesus.
He just murders her and tortures her, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He's like a total, the crazy thing is that because they were filming him up to when it happened for a different documentary, they have all this footage of him just telling on himself
so much.
In such creepy ways.
Yeah, yeah. And then like one shot, you're like, I don't know, there was like, I don't know if it was like a hatchet or whatever that was in
the
background.
Oh, wait, I saw this. Yeah. I saw this. Yeah, the hatchet brought it back. Yes, I did see this.
It was like in the background in one shot, and then the next shot it wasn't in there.
I saw that a while ago. Yeah. I know what you're
saying. I will say, if any of us ever kill anyone, though, there is a lot of footage of us saying some pretty questionable things.
Dude, I'm telling you, we have a problem.
You can manipulate anything I've said to... I can commit any crime, and it would be believable based on everything I've said.
Just put some bassy music under
you
saying
it's truly unfortunate, like, with the amount of audio you guys can rip off of us. Like, I mean, that's insane.
All right, so to put it to bed, the controversy is, well, it's still going. We don't think this is real, and we can't wait to see her with a shaved head. And then even then, I'm telling you, even then I think it'll be a bald cap. That was distasteful.
No, but
I regret saying it.
I don't know, man. I mean, yeah, people are saying this is now AI deepfake. Because the slats. Because
there
the
we
slats.
Go. Let's
no,
run
no.
with it.
Well,
because
of
the slats? Wait, hold on.
Slats.
I didn't hear about the slats.
The slats and then the ring that disappears in a minute 14 and stuff. It's just like things that, again, I'm not going to.
I knew
not,
you had.
Why
don't
they deepfake the
not,
hands? You can just have a model with
I'm
a
not,
ring.
I knew you had it. I'm not even going to comment on it.
I will say,
it
was if I was them, I would not have had her stay as still as like a D-ID, like AI still image being deepfaked. I would have had her just be, I'd have
else to say. I have nothing else to say.
I would have had her speed skating, and every time she passes, she says a little bit of what's going
on. It's
fine.
No, she really has cancer, and this sucks, and I'm sorry about that.
There's no way to know.
There's actually no way to know, because I also think, you know.
We'd have to taste her blood. Just like you taste that Topo Chico, you get a little hit of the metal in there.
You know, they'll be fine. They have all the doctors on her. Like, apparently, it seems like.
I hope they'll be fine. I certainly don't wish cancerous death upon Kate Middleton.
You know, and that's okay. Like, you know, everyone, a lot of people, you know, we all have a little cancer in us.
They have access to the best medical treatment. And they might have, like, give her some stuff that's, like, just not out yet.
No, they have the cancer. They have
the cure.
The cure. They just aren't giving it to us because
like Joe Pfizer is over there right now.
Yeah.
He's like,
they're making more
you're gonna
money.
Love this shit.
They're making more money with us, you know, on treatments. So why the hell would they give us the cure for cancer? Again, that's just my opinion.
That's right.
That's
it's
my
a conspiracy.
Opinion.
They give it to the royalty to keep that reptile blood, that lineage going.
Yeah. So I had a cancer
continue.
Scare. I had a
you
cancer
did?
Scare. Yeah, when I was 18. Because of my hip thing, because I have a lot of cysts in my body.
Whoa.
And this cyst that was eating my bone, my hip bone, was, you know, it was pretty bad. And they were like, we have to test it for cancer, like to see if it's like a cancerous
cyst.
A cyst
was eating your hip bone?
My femoral head. And that's why, like, my hip was about to collapse when I was 18.
Jesus.
So I had to do, like, undergo insane. I had two full-blown surgeries where I'm, like, in the hospital for weeks. I had four other surgeries on it that
I had
was
to
like
just take my cap off.
Right. No, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. But we were able to save the hip. I'm probably gonna have arthritis in a couple years.
Fuck.
But
you're very young to have arthritis.
But you have a one wheel.
But yeah. I have a one wheel, and also I didn't have to do a hip replacement at 18. And that's really was the main goal was, you know, because you have to get it replaced every like 10, 15 years. So
whoa.
Damn.
That would have been a lot of.
You're like
you
one
know.
Of those kids from Mad Max. You're aging super fast.
I was aging super fast.
That's
but,
like a mattress. You
but,
gotta get a new
but
one.
But luckily enough, it was a benign cyst. So, but it was still a very extensive surgery that I had to do when I was 18 and had to go to college. I was definitely the handicapped kid.
You can make arthritis hot again.
Yeah, dude. I could.
You can become the spokesperson for it.
I could, like, bling out my cane or whatever. I don't know.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yeah.
So. Are you guys aware of the rap civil war that's going on right now?
Oh, because Kendrick says, fuck the top three. It's just me.
I don't know if you get this. This has been so fun for me because.
It's begun.
As an uneducated.
The rosters are stacked.
And I'm not going to
40-year-old man. Love a rap beef because I never understand what's happening.
And there's just names that you've never heard.
It's
of.
Like, but this goes deep. And I got to tell you, when Kendrick and Future and Metro Boomin dropped this song a few days ago, I couldn't stop listening. Have you heard it?
Of
it's course. Pretty good.
It's so good. Heroes and Villains was maybe better, but.
And I'm being told it's the hottest feature of the year.
Is it?
And I had to figure out. Shit, it's the Royals!
Oh no!
Get
under this picnic table.
I think that helicopter was that Citizen app notification I saw. That's why I pulled it down, because I saw an insane Citizen app.
This app is crazy. It also lets me know how many pedophiles have moved into the neighborhood.
Ooh,
and
it just keeps on saying one, 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 every time.
Give you information. You have to get the plus for that. They don't give you the information. They
yeah, you can go to Megan's Law. By the way, if you have Citizen, it tells you a pedophile's moved in next door. Do not sign up for Citizen Plus. Just go to meganslawwebsite.com, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
And check it every day.
You're right.
I check it every day. It goes, he's here. He's here. He's here. He's in the house.
He's in the house.
He's right behind you. He's inside you.
Oh,
there man. Is. Okay, so the rap civil war is going on. This white gentleman here is in the know. He knows exactly what's going on.
All right. Let's see. Because I did hear about it, but I did not get into it.
This is the greatest beef of the last 3 decades. So just a quick summary of the beef. Metro Boomin has been publicly showing his dislike for Drake. Now, this has been going on for the past couple months on Twitter, but it hasn't really evolved into anything.
Okay.
Now, last night on the album, this man, Kendrick Lamar, dropped one of the craziest and most straightforward disses I think I've ever seen, calling out Drake and J. Cole. Keep in mind, Future is on that song, too. Now, Future and Drake have beef because they were supposed to drop What a Time to Be Alive 2, but Drake dropped Her Loss with 21. Uh-huh. Keep in mind, 21 used to be partners with Metro Boomin.
Okay, keep that in
mind. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot more side storylines going on, but this is kind of the main gist of the beef, and it is looking good. We got the 2016 Warriors on this side. This is one of the most stacked starting fives I've ever seen. And we got the 2016 Cavs over here. Now, I'm not going to lie. This starting five is wiping this starting five.
Oh,
but
shit.
OVO and Dreamville got some manpower. So this is actually a really close battle, and it's going to come down to two people. First is where Young Thug stands on this.
I got him.
Next is where Travis Scott stands on this.
Ooh.
Now, I'm starting to think Travis is on Team Future. Number one, you know, he's fam with Kanye. But number two, he wanted this song played at Rolling Loud. So that makes me think, does Travis Scott have beef with Drake? Now, the craziest part is Kendrick Lamar brought Prince from the dead to run this fade, calling out Michael Jackson in the process.
Oh, no.
So we literally got people coming back from the dead for this beef.
Yeah, this is all time.
Now, I know in the next few weeks, we're going to be seeing a whole lot more.
It's just like light skin versus dark skin.
And the teams are going to get settled out even more. Metro Boomin tweeted.
Wars. Yeah, the light skin wars.
So to wrap things up, we got Future versus Drake. You know, that storyline's crazy. We got Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. That's self-explanatory.
Of course.
Most interesting storyline is Metro Boomin versus 21.
There's just a white guy way in
one.
The background.
And then we also got Prince
that's
versus
Michael Jackson.
No, the other guy.
An insane situation.
That guy kind of looks like Will Neff.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Or like a
Will Neff somehow.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if Will Neff was somehow involved.
We got Will Neff on the side of Kanye for some reason.
Fuck Kendrick Lamar.
So
there's another video in there that I put in, but essentially, what I love from this is the this is like sport.
Yeah.
You know how like guys that are this gets into what exactly Kendrick is saying and why it's a diss.
Yeah,
because when I first listened to it, I was like, oh, that's cool. But I had no idea what any of it meant.
I honestly, anytime I listen to that, I never think, oh, there's some like...
Fear kind of...
Sorry. There's some kind of like issue that they're addressing. I never really think that.
That's the beauty in what they're doing, man.
Yeah,
that's the beauty in what they're doing. There's always something going on behind the scenes. And I like to watch it like like athletes are on the field. You know what I mean? I analyze and I watch the people do, like, these guys are essentially SportsCenter because they go through and tell you exactly what the plays are.
Right.
And I go at home and I go, uh-huh, I'm Kendrick all the way.
Yeah. No, it helps you. It helps you pick a side. Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to break this
guy
down?
It's not too long. This guy gives you a little bit of insight on what Kendrick. This is for all you guys out there that aren't up to speed on what the Civil War.
But there's no like Tim Robinson white guy explaining it to us.
No. This is a white guy explaining. Yeah.
These fucking rappers are going crazy.
You might have missed in Kendrick Lamar's Like That verse. These niggas talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Like most of Kendrick's
this
opening
genius.
Line addresses Drake and J. Cole's first-person shooter, where the two take turns boasting about being the GOATs, which Kendrick took personally. Kendrick's opening bar warns them to watch their mouths, with the word coffin likely alluding to J. Cole's opening bar on first-person shooter, returning your song to a funeral.
Isn't
it also
this
notice
hilarious?
How coffin is a homophone for coughing, which relates to the neck and mouth, and plays on the idea that someone coughing threatens to get you sick.
Wait, no, there's actually no way he thinks of this. There's actually no way he thinks of this.
The comments are like Kendrick watches this video to see what his songs mean.
The underlying message being that there's a lot of dummies with money and/or online clout.
Oh.
Both don't mean anything if you're not respected like Kendrick is.
Oh, that was a little.
Is
also
Goofy being
that one's
a
deep cut,
dog,
dude. Goofy, remember we were called Goofy.
Oh yeah, that's
Nike,
true. We were called Goofy.
Oh shit, Kendrick's going Looney Tunes.
Via Disney, popular but not feared.
Picture of Goofy.
Wait, I'm sorry. Why did he go with this picture of Goofy?
Yeah,
I have to go back.
Popular.
What? Did he make this himself?
Dude, it's sponsored by Disney. It's got the logo in the top right.
But not feared. Niggas clicking up, but cannot be legit. No 40 water. Tell him. Here, Kendrick undermines the authenticity of Cole and Drake's partnership with wordplay on the cousins Be Legit and E40, aka 40 Water, who are in a group called The Click. But Kendrick is also nodding to the beat he's rhyming over, which uses the same sample source as E40's song Look At Me.
Okay.
In these final lines, we get a direct reference to Drake's For All My Dogs, with Kendrick claiming to bury those dogs like Stephen King's horror novel. This line is a triple entendre. First, K is for Kendrick, a 10, surrounded by nines, Drake and Cole. Second, K is AK, surrounded by the much smaller 9mm. Finally, K plus 9 makes K9, tying a bow on the dog motif.
Tying a
bow.
There's actually no way that Kendrick's
going
to do this. There's actually no way.
Well, there's a reason he's the GOAT.
These guys wanted to be Shakespeare professors, but they just got, they knew it wasn't cool enough.
No, literally. There's actually
they wanted to discuss romantic poetry for 12 hours.
Kendrick only comes out with music like once every blue moon, so he has time to get this
deep. Yeah, maybe. That's true.
So everyone was waiting for Drake's response. I think Drake posted on Instagram like, I ain't responding, because you kind of fall into Kendrick's trap. It's like it's like chess, maybe it's like checkers, but there are, like, you know, if Drake responds, then Kendrick's already got a response lined up and it draws him in because he's done this with like Pusha T. Like, there's like all
but
these
I don't think he has so much beef that I think he's just saying it as like a I think he's just making commentary
the
on it.
The only thing he's saying is, I'm better at rapping than you.
Like,
just in the most complicated ways you can think of.
But that's all rap is like them like one-upping each other. Like, I feel like that's kind of what it is, right?
Yes. I mean, I think I do enjoy that, by the way. I'm not trying to say he shouldn't be doing that. I do
like
think it's so funny,
cipher.
Though, for everyone to be like,
It's like a cipher, right? Where one has a line and then the next one out of line. It's like you're one-upping each other. And then it's hype like that, right?
Yeah, it is a great form of like, if the actual Civil War was fought via diss tracks,
that would be insane.
Did the art that we could have got from that.
Oh,
instead,
absolutely.
Just a bunch of Americans died.
Yeah, no, it was just a bunch of murders.
If the South had just consistently just been like, we're better than the North.
Yeah,
right. We swear.
But everyone's like, oh, that beat was not cool.
Yeah.
That's some pretty good slavery puns.
Yeah, that was a good one. He K equals KKK equals.
Well, what Robert E. Lee is referencing here is a homophone.
Right.
So I think this is all very fun, and I don't know where it goes from here, but there's like this guy who made a sketch about I have to find it, but can you? It might be worth, because it's very funny to me.
Yeah.
Put in put in
on TikTok.
Metro Boomin, Future Kendrick, and it should be one of the top videos. It's like a. Maybe on YouTube.
Okay.
Because it is essentially what it's like for somebody who's a fan of all these guys to initially hear this song.
Right.
Okay. Scroll down. Scroll. Keep scrolling, baby. I gotta find it. It's in my YouTube history here.
Okay,
Let me find it.
End result, the consequence of this is that all of them continue to make millions of dollars.
Oh, they are all fine. There is no. I truly don't even believe there's a beef necessarily.
Okay. Can you search how J. Cole fans?
Okay.
How J. Cole fans? Okay, enter.
How J. Cole fans. Fans were after
the second one. Okay, so this is how they woke up.
Oh, you guys should check this out.
But start it from the
start.
Yeah,
from the
there. Top. And then
right.
Here we go. Please enjoy. This is great.
Oh, you have to switch the scene.
Oh, whoops. A guy just woke up. Well, it's not switching. Damn it. Okay, sorry guys.
Yeah, start it there.
Stupid ass. Come on, man. It's friendly competition, bro.
No, it's not friendly this time, bro.
What are you talking about?
They really dissed. He
dissed them. You're talking about
K-Dot? Yes.
Mr. Morale?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Mr. Morale, bro. He got morals and shit. That nigga not doing that shit for real.
That's kidding around.
They best friends, nigga.
No, that's why I thought he the big stepper right now, bro. He really dissed them.
Oh, my God, bro. Let me hear, bro. Come on, bro. Waking me up for this. Come on. who beat is this?
Metro. It's Metro beat. Metro Future.
Boy, Metro Future and Kendrick Lamar jumping.
Well, they just Drake too.
Wait. Let me hear. Why they beat so hard? No, something not right. Something not right. No, he's talking about Cole right there. He's talking about Cole. Cole said he'd be walking around with a stick. It's up. No.
Why are you fully clothed?
Because I knew something was up, bro. I knew something was up. I couldn't sleep right. Man, what the fuck is the hillbillies doing, bro? bro, PG Lane, bro. I'm following y'all. This is what you doing, bro. They want to jump and shit. We got, okay, who is it? We got Cole, we got Drake. 21 didn't probably jump in, right?
Maybe, I don't know.
All of Dreamville. Bro, I swear to God, bro, Metro better stop cheating and making beef for everybody, bro. Something not right, bro. I'm telling you, something not right.
Don't even worry about it. I'm already leaving, bro.
What?
Ain't no big three. It's the big me. I know you heard it.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Cole coming back, bro.
He's not ready for Cole. He's not ready for Cole.
Yeah, he is. Let's fucking go, bro. I'm telling you, right here. Go fight for your mouth, nigga. Damn it. The fucking shit ruined the friendship, bro. Come on, man.
A big shout out to RDC.
RDC
World 1.
They're so funny.
I also appreciate how to insult each other. They basically have to like know how each other's asshole smells. It's like they've listened to all of their stuff.
They know exactly how to hit
like,
them.
Oh my
hard.
God, he referenced the fifth track on his
but
fourth
it's also,
album.
Yeah, right. No, they have to know they have to know their competition so hard. It's literally the keep your friends close but your enemies closer.
Yeah, they move exit from like a 13-hour listening session
literally.
To the other
like,
person's
I got
stuff.
It. I got it. I know how to hit him. I know how to hit him.
There was a shot of like that night of Drake coming out of a club. They're like, here's Drake leaving the club to go straight to the studio. He's got his headphones, and they use a still where he's like, headphones are in, and he's got a real somber look on his face, like he just heard the diss track. You know, oh, here comes Drake! Like he's got to go respond. So this whole thing is the economy of rap disses and responses, and the content made around it is
so
fascinating
funny.
To me, and it's
this
really
is
funny.
Really funny. I mean, yeah, it's now I have to now that I know this, I now have to listen to it deeper, in a more deep way.
I also like how there's people who complain like Modern Wrath beats suck because none of them actually kill each other.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I do think this is an improvement. Like, just
I mean,
let them rap at each other.
That is definitely an improvement. It feels like the last person to actually do that was P. Diddy.
I feel like it was coming back with a lot of these SoundCloud rappers, like them getting murdered, like XXX.
Yeah. It was kind of coming
Hustle,
back.
Like,
I mean,
lot
what
of these
was the
guys.
What was the guy? What was the guy? Quavo and the fucking guy. Fuck. He died. Someone shot him, right? Or he died?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of those, like, SoundCloud.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
I don't think
it?
He's dead.
What was it?
You want me to look it up? I don't know.
Takeoff. Yeah, Takeoff and then Quavo, right? Aren't they brothers or something? I forgot.
I will say I am on Team Kung Fu Kenny. I've been a fan of Kendrick's work for a long time, and I don't like Drake
because
Drake seems a little like too. It's a little too poppy. I don't like how mainstream. I like a fucking underground Kung Fu Kenny.
I just haven't put on a Drake song in the last 8 years where I'm like, ooh, this one's hitting me really well.
Guys,
it just sounds like a Drake song.
I think girls like him more.
Yeah, maybe.
But Drake never came off as hard, right? Like,
I don't think
Drake
he has
always,
to. He is a pop star. He's just
like,
a pop
he's
star.
An actor, dude. But he Drake, was in a wheelchair in Degrassi High.
But Drake has never come off, like, even him being a part of this beef, to me, I'm like, dude, Drake has never established himself as, like, a hard rapper like you guys.
Oh, by the way, yes, Psycore makes a good point. He grooms underage girls, like
he like grooms.
What's
cops.
Her name? Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, he he's just a light skin, and he's just like grooming.
He had a son that he didn't acknowledge. Part of this is he was forced to acknowledge his son because he got dissed in a track by Pusha T. I think,
like his bastard son.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then he had to come out and like say, "Yeah, I do have a bastard son, and now I'm his dad."
Yeah. And now I have to give him the house when I die.
I just feel like Drake has always been like kind of a guy just making pop music. Yeah, it's not like.
Well,
I
he
appreciate
he's hard.
They're doing like a full feudal lord transition from like warriors on the battlefield to just weird like Shakespearean nobles that bite their thumbs at each other, and I'm in support of that.
I will say if wherever Travis lands, and I think we all know where Travis is going to land, but Travis is one.
Where's he going to land?
Oh, he's going to land on Metro.
Oh, on
Boom
the side.
And, oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
Because Travis is like a goat, bro. He's fucking
is
good.
He?
I think he's really good.
Didn't a bunch
good.
Of people die at his concert and he didn't even give a shit?
I know, but then you're talking about Drake grooming kids. And,
well, think about
know.
How hard that concert was going.
Dude, it went
I mean,
so hard
yeah,
people
I mean,
died.
Like, Travis, yeah, Travis is known to, like, go hard. So, I don't know, something about...
I think Lil Wayne needs to,
dude,
once Lil
Wayne
enters the chat, it'll
I
go.
Saw a TikTok recently of Lil Wayne and I was like, dude, who are you? It was, like, such a weird TikTok. This guy has taken... Yo, Lil Wayne has a
people
has a
respect
weird...
Lil Wayne, dude. He comes hard
really?
With the yeah, with the lyrics. Yeah, he's a lyricist.
Really?
People, yeah, he's much
better wear that latex. You don't want that late text.
There you go.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite.
People
sure.
respect
Lil Wayne
him,
lyrics.
Dude. People respect him. All right, so let's move on from Civil War and let's get into conservative right wing actors.
Okay.
There is a guy who was on the show Yellowstone.
Yes.
Who was just recently pulled off a plane because he wouldn't sit next to a passenger who had a mask on.
He didn't feel safe.
Dude.
He didn't feel safe. There is a video of him.
What do you mean he didn't feel safe? What does that even mean?
He doesn't feel safe.
Yeah. Safety is important.
Safety is very important. Another click for TMZ. Here we go.
You know, my social media people tell me that. You like me face to face. Well, you know what? I can't say face to face what I want. Like, I just got kicked off a plane in, where the hell am I? Houston, Texas. Because I told them that I didn't feel comfortable sitting next to somebody with a mask on. Yeah, I've been drinking. I've been in the airport for 3 hours. Yeah,
he didn't need to say it. He did not need to say it.
They threw me off the plane because I'm drunk. Because you people won't stand up and tell everybody what bullshit this is. I just told them I didn't feel comfortable about sitting next to somebody that had to wear a mask. And I'm off the plane.
Oh, keep cooking.
Yeah,
oh,
I've
damn,
been
you should have kept going.
Yeah, I've been drinking.
It's unreal how long it takes him to say the word mask. Like, these guys that are so anti-mask, It's kind of ironic that when they say it, it's like an extra 1.5 beats longer than.
Well, yeah, they
and
don't
I
want
to sit next to a person wearing a mask.
They're like, it's like, yeah, right. What is
mask?
I.
Well, so, in their head, they're saying N word, but
yeah, right. But to me, I'm so confused as to what this guy. Obviously, he's fucked up, but like, what he want? Like, why is the mask such a problem if someone else is wearing it?
Also, just one of
like,
these guys
what?
That's probably not really acting in his show. He's like just the guy.
He just shows
just
up
that
drunk.
Guy. Yeah.
And they're like, please just read it line by line. We'll come
yeah,
back.
No, I bet he's drinking. So, yeah, I bet he's so hard to work with. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I've been drinking. I like how the whole time he's like, just call me. He did not need to say he'd been drinking.
And then he's like pointing at them like, you social media people. You social media are the reason because no one's standing up.
I love how you're trying to keep your like country authenticity by being like, well, social media people tell me like you're too good for it, but you have social media
but you
people.
Literally yeah you literally have social media people the
face
thing the
face.
Thing that's keeping you employed like literally just go fuck yourself.
This guy, if he didn't have that role, I think he would just be chasing like
goose
just
like geese.
Just like minorities in a big red truck.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He'd
just
be at
on
the
a
border.
Dirt road.
He'd be on the border. He'd be one of those
and
guys
he'd stop
there.
And be like, this is sundown town.
Yeah, no, he really would.
He would
really
just be like
would.
A conservative TikToker with like eight GoFundMes.
But that's actually, you know, that's actually scary because, yeah, then he gets booked on a role like Yellowstone, which is basically that, right? Is that not
that's
the
right.
character?
This is my America. I get
so
to live it every day.
So
on
not
set.
Only is he like, not method acting, but it's actually just him. And he's on a popular show about basically that, right?
Yeah.
Or that, you know, conversation and world.
Well, if he plays his cards right, he could ride this to like a Destiny debate or something.
And he gets daily he gets praised.
I gotta know what's going on with Destiny.
I think I have a problem with like shows. This goes back into the things I've been saying as like we don't need shows about, like, slavery. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have to
well,
go
what do you mean?
Dude,
we can't forget it. Otherwise, we're doomed
I
to repeat
know,
it.
I know, but things like Yellowstone, I'm just like, bro, what?
Is Yellowstone a show about slavery?
No, it's not. It's more like, isn't it like cowboy era or like ranch
yeah, I think
shit?
It's down home
racism
American
was le- but, it was when racism like, was fully legal.
But yeah, exactly. But like, you know those types of people. Like, you can, you're like, these types of people are exactly what we think they are. You know what I mean? But they're like,
we
they're
can't.
Not,
we have to have those shows. We've got to have shows about the Holocaust
like
or movies because we'll repeat it. Otherwise, I'll look at you and I'll be like, can I buy your ass?
No, yeah. That's. I just think that.
How do I know
a
movies
lot of
prestigious
shows,
if it's not about the Holocaust?
Okay, but then how about not have this? Because Yellowstone's got like 60,000 seasons. Like, I think it would have been enough to have 2 or 3 seasons. Why is it still going?
Kevin Costner in an open field is an. It's a never-ending well of content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just I
just
don't
dust
know.
And dirt blowing around him
yeah.
in a hat.
Yeah, I guess we should be heading that. Back. Like,
yeah.
that line delivered in an open field by Kevin Costner mm-hmm. is worthy of at least awards consideration.
And like a hot 35-year-old woman,
there's
acting like it's 50.
There's something there that like, there is a conversation to be had. Give me a little bit and I'll come back with more arguments on why I do see this actually falling into racism
sure.
And engaging and putting us like I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna
it's,
find it.
What it is, I think, what you're sort of alluding to is the nostalgia for an old
the
America.
Yes,
yeah, for sure.
Yes,
which
nostalgia is a good word.
Which
a word,
is
yes.
Like, oh, remember when we used
you're
to ride horses? We worked with
yes,
our hands,
exactly.
and we hated
exactly.
black people.
You're mm-hmm. glorifying yeah. a time
and indigenous
exact,
people.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Well, Kevin Costner is just like a white daddy who handles.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, and the reason you're making it so positive now because. It, but that wasn't the real, that wasn't really how it went, right? Like, no, they're making it more positive, it's more entertaining and all of that. And then, you know, I think it also kind of leads into, like, that's exactly
the newer
what it
version
is.
Of it is
that's
like
exactly
the Kevin Costner character. I've never seen Yellowstone, but the newer version of this is the hero white cowboy guy.
Yeah.
His best pal is a Native American.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Who, and
you're
they both teach
it,
each other
you're doing
about.
You're giving it a positive twist.
Yeah,
but you're also not telling them that it was it wasn't like that.
He's like, oh, I'll let you sleep in the barn.
Yeah,
you're my best pal.
Yeah, you're such a hero for that. Yes, yes, it's
you
that.
Can use my horses.
It's like, oh, dude, you're just
stay
being
away
a
from my daughter.
Oh, cool, you're just being like an actual normal human being because they were literally getting killed every day. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Yellowstone is set in present day, by the way.
Here's another trend I've noticed in representation in media. The, like, villainous number two is always a very hot lesbian.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
that started like 10 years ago, and it's still going strong.
And she owns a bordello.
Yeah.
No, that is, you know, I did notice that, too. What is up with that, too?
Like John Wick. Even in The Meg, there's like a really hot chick who ends up being
John
kind of the bad
Wick.
Guy.
John Wick had it twice. They had it multiple times, John Wick. You know, it's something... You want representation, but you want them to be hard, but they can't be feminine hard. They can be a little more mask hard. And if you put a mask woman on a screen, they have to be a lesbian, or else it won't make any sense.
I see.
idea is
something like that, right?
A boss babe woman that's a lesbian is like it's double against the grain, right? It's like she's a boss, which means she's had to be as bad as the men to get in worse to get to that position and a lesbian she's got to fight against that extra tier.
And then usually right before John Wick shoots her in the head she's like make him pay. So you get that she kind of like turned at the last.
Right.
she's cool.
She's cool. Yeah, you know, it actually there is this amusement park in Florida which my girlfriend was talking to me about called Busch Gardens.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
So when she was talking about it, me and my brother we like looked it up and stuff and we were looking at the map. And the map is it kind of leads into this. The map was basically like African themed. So things are like, it's like the Congo area, the edge of Africa area, like all of this. And then in the corner, Sesame Street. And then a part of me was like, you know, it's so weird because somehow that makes it more racist that there's Sesame Street. And then my brother was like, yeah, because they're from the Bronx. Yeah. Like Sesame Street is like based, like something about that. I was like, I can't put my finger on it, but the fact that they have all African themed islands and whatever, or like Congo, Djibouti, and then fucking all of these things, edge of Africa, and then they have Sesame Street in the corner.
Yeah.
Something about that's like, oh, it still fits the theme, but because they put Sesame Street, it made it even more racist.
Yeah. Well, that's why they were constantly asking for directions in the theme song because they had to go all the
way
to fucking Africa.
It's here. So there's Jungala, Congo. Pantopia,
dude,
like Nairobi.
I fed a fucking giraffe at this place.
Morocco.
Oh, they got Morocco. Huh?
Egypt, edge of Africa. You know, all of this weird. And then like.
Where's Sesame Street?
Right there in the corner. Sesame Street, Safari of Fun. Something about that. I was like, that's racist. Because why did they put Sesame Street? Like, right?
Well,
like,
it's by the bird gardens.
It's
so
by
maybe
the bird
big
gardens.
Bird.
Something about that blew my mind. Because I was just like.
They've separated it from Africa a little bit with the bird gardens and Stanleyville.
Also Stanleyville right there, right, which I'm confused about, but right next to Tigris, but it's like there's Egypt, Morocco, Nairobi, and then edge of Africa. Like they couldn't give that one a country. Then there's Congo up there.
So is this whole park like Africa themed?
I'm assuming so, right? I'm looking at Busch
Gardens. Stanleyville?
I don't understand what this is.
Something about a bunch of Americans like riding roller coasters in an African themed
park. Yeah, I don't understand that.
Weird.
I'm assuming
we're
probably,
not going to go to the real country.
I'm assuming probably because they do have like animals, right? Like you can go and see like a giraffe, right? So I'm assuming.
Yeah.
If they
That's
were
fair.
Like, oh, let's make it jungle African theme.
Yeah.
But putting Sesame Street there, something about that was a little. I don't know what it was, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And then we were talking about it. I'm like, yeah. Sesame Street is definitely for like ethnics. Like I don't know. There's
Whoa.
Something
the
there.
Whoa.
There's something ethnic about Sesame Street, and
well,
I think it's because
yeah, there are all sorts of colors put together.
I don't know, but it's a little more.
Some
there's
of them are
something
vampires.
There. There's
Big,
a lot of
Big Bird. What race is Big Bird? If we had to put one on,
there's
him?
Something there with Sesame Street.
I think he's Nordic.
Good Nordic.
Yeah,
I'd say Nordic, possibly. German.
Yeah, he's tall. He's really tall. Yeah,
tall.
I'm not crazy for this, guys. I think there's a connection here. I'm telling you. There's a weird thing.
Well, Sesame Street was designed to, like, try to appeal to as broad of a swath of kids as possible.
But yeah. I don't think it was.
A grouch is universal to every culture.
You know why? Because the way they were portrayed, like, they were, again, in New York, in the Bronx, like, something, like, inner city kids were, there was a lot of, like, puppets that were, like, really hinting at inner city. Like,
well, I mean, it was, they were trying to make it inclusive, I think, even back in the 70s.
Yeah, so to me, I'm like, that's great. Love that. Something about putting it in Busch Gardens.
Busch Gardens
know.
Is a pretty wild
place. I don't know.
I used to live real close to Busch Gardens. Actually, that's Tampa Bay. I think, no, I lived like a couple hours away from Busch Gardens. But we went a lot. I did feed a giraffe there at one time. And you guys know my feelings about giraffes. I think they're the sexiest animal by a mile.
Yeah,
and,
I get it.
You did.
Yeah, I recommend it if you're in Tampa for whatever reason.
Yeah, no, I don't know. That was just something I brought up. But that, it goes back into the Yellowstone thing where there's something inherently racist about this, but, like, because
well,
no
I think
one
what makes
knows.
Yellowstone racist is all the racist people
no,
in it,
yes,
and the racist people
but
who
it
watch
was,
it.
But it's like what Cass was saying. It was, like, glorifying the old America they shouldn't be doing that. They should not be glorifying it. If you're going to educate someone and we don't want to lose history, then educate. Don't glorify that. And don't give it 20-plus fucking seasons. Jesus Christ.
It's a show that, you know, there's like, you go, oh, those are real men. They, like, stack bales of hay. Mm-hmm. These are alpha males. Now, there is a...
If they thought going down on their wife would, like, make their face melt off.
Yeah. I'd never do that.
Right.
There is an alpha male boot camp that you can spend $10,000 to get into. And essentially, you sit in a classroom. A guy teaches you how to be alpha. This is a little bit of a taste of what this class is like.
Oh, my God. I
ooh,
can't.
Taste
I
of
can't.
The good life.
Oh, this is going to make me
want to. Look at these jokes. Awesome. Let's see about this. You're right.
Wait, why is this
more than 60% will not be here fucking Friday. Sorry. I guarantee it. Look around. Look at each other. Look to your left as your right. More than 60% will not be here fucking Friday. I guarantee it. And I'll make sure that you earn the right to be here every fucking second. Because I see in your fucking eyes that most of you don't fucking belong here.
Well, the axe is
on. I'll be dead. I'll take this fucking knife off my fucking waist and carve this fucking tattoo off my fucking hand before I let any of you fucking bitches show up here on Friday for the graduation. I see in your fucking eyes you're
pretty ready. Alpha.
Your fucking souls are mine.
No.
He got so angry he went Shang Tsung at the end of it.
No, no, that's a sketch. That's a sketch.
He makes it seem like, you know, you're in the Marines. It's like 6 months from now, you'll all graduate. No, it's like, it's Tuesday. We're talking about Friday.
Yeah, like, I'm also like, this isn't real, right? That's a sketch.
I like that he didn't know what he wanted to say. He just knew that he had to keep going up. So he just kept stumbling over his words. Like, I'll take my fucking knife out of my belt.
My belt. I'm going to carve something in my arm.
I will fuck you
I will
up.
Fuck you up. What the fuck was that, Cass?
I love how, I don't know what's going on with the axes, but I have to imagine every student has an axe, and every time somebody quits, they pull their axe down.
They throw it into their head.
That person does not get a refund. It's still 10 grand. You can see they all got really nice backpacks, by the way. But I'm assuming all they do is teach you just how to be the, like, uber alpha male, and Friday graduation, everyone just butt fucks each other.
I mean, it must be because
we all take turns being the top.
I also love how there's, like, a 0% chance they're trying to lose anyone. They, like, want all of their money as much as they can.
Well, they make it so no refunds. You quit, that's on you.
Yeah, but they want you back. There's probably eight other courses they're trying to sell you.
Oh,
yeah,
he has to.
And you know in that first hour of class, that guy has to put on a show like that to set the tone?
Yeah.
And has to scare them into, like, thinking, oh, man, if I come out of this alive, I truly have transformed.
Into the
alpha butterfly I've always meant to be.
It's so sad to me that if 90% of these guys just calm down and talk to a woman like they talk to their friends, they probably would get laid and none of this would be an issue.
No, literally, if they just, like, you're so right, Case, and, like, maybe even a therapist, just be a little bit more in touch with their feelings, they will get so much pussy, they will be able, their ego will shoot the fuck up. Actually, you know what? Yeah, it'll shoot down, but then it'll come back up because they're like, oh, listen, I can be a nice person. Imagine just being nice.
Instead of that, every time they talk to a woman, they see like the equations on the wall from that
Matt
Damon movie.
They see a woman and they're like, ugh. You know, it's like what we were talking about with the P. Diddy thing. It's like you hate women so much that you must be gay. It's actually gay to hate women, to be mean to women.
He can't have those lips and not be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, that's
imagine fair. Those wrapped around the rim of your penis.
Ooh. They imagine don't. I feel like they'd be strong, you know.
Yeah. What?
A lot of force.
Dude, that guy's so gay.
He could bite your dick right off his lips.
That's going to be a pod.
That's going to be a pod.
On that last daydream fantasy I just had, that's going to be a pod. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. If you've been gifting subs and shilling bitties here in the chat, Casey's going to read them out to you.
Yeah, let me
know
if you have a track you want me to use.
Leave a recommendation of the type. Maybe it's an E40 Be Legit track.
Oh, yeah.
Something in line with the... Maybe it's the Metro Boomin instrumental. I don't know if they have one yet. But go ahead and leave your gifted subs, your resubs, your biddies in the chat right now. Now's the time. I want to let you know that Wednesday we have a Patreon. After the Patreon, we are going to get into an episode of X-Men 97. We did that last Wednesday. We had a movie night Saturday. It was really nice. We watched Big Trouble in Little China. Mm. So if you guys are interested in joining us, we have movie nights and X-Men nights now as far as... the $5 a month, that really goes pretty damn far these days. You get an extra pod and a couple of nice little hangs of the week. Join us. We'd love to see you there. I'll be streaming tomorrow, probably in the afternoon.
Yep. Nice. I'm moving this week, so I will not be streaming.
I'm not streaming tonight. I got to go shoot butt, by the way.
Okay. All right. Well,
Yellowstone trap beat? I wonder if that'll do anything. I'll look it up.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Yellowstone. Right, I'll do some country rap.
Country trap rap.
Country trap type beat with Yellowstone. Oh boy,
dude,
here we
Yellowstone.
Go. Yeah, more like Yellowstone.
Okay, I will not plug. Unplug.
Do not.
Oh yeah, I mean you might be doing Chad a favor if you stop this. Honestly, let's see. Oh my God. Okay, how's this country? Yo, country. All right, let's do this shit. Fucking country. All the chat fucking love me. We doing this big country. I met a girl. You know she wanna hunt me. Here we go. Into daddy coming through with the one sub. Five more subs cause he's showing way too much love. Microphone 900, 750 dropping every fucking bit. Cause once again they get me currently working. Nah, they not working at all. They resubbing for the 1 month while they standing tall. Storm burn 92 every time they come through. 12 months, 17 months. Damn, dude. Dr. Cool, he ain't no fool. Dropping 17 months at the sub school. Big Grendel, buddy, ain't no Beowulf. He's fucking 16 months. Grendel is the boss. Dilemma. Oh, 17 months dropping hot sub sun, damn blue snap with a follow. Hype train level 4, Dasawaga Ninja giving me some more with the follow. Not to be undone by Daggett on Twitch, dropping 17 months because they are the shit. Entity 10011, that's even more subs coming in for me, son. Like a fucking dog in my truck, good. Good luck Entity subbing more cause they love this stuff. Lord Servo, the servo is fucking overclocked. Dropping 17 months cause they don't stop. I'm in a reveille howling at the motherfucking moon. Reverie Wolf coming through subbing more to this tune. Skymer with 100 fucking bits. Exterminator, Greener, Sam, Shadow, Flame, they the shit. 100, 100, but Exterminator with 100. Cause they wish that this fucking rap would finally be done. Just some addict trying to kill me as well. But True Blue 91ers, you know they never fail. That's 17 months and that's the end of this shit. That's a country rap. You know that I don't fucking quit. I'm too legit like I'm in the fucking 90s. And if you don't like this fucking rap, come and find me, bitch. Alright, that's it. That's gonna do it for us for today, folks. That's our big country Yellowstone rap. Let's raid Bruce Cream. It's cream raid for Brucey Baby. Thank you all so much for watching. My stream schedule has been shot in the foot lately, so I'm not sure when I'll be on, but I'll definitely be on this week at some point. And I think Cass will be on, and Fiona will probably be at a bar somewhere. I don't know, who knows? All right, we'll talk to you later. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you on some streams, most likely. Bye-bye.